there's been different times in which the flooding in Texas has made a difference in history.
Leah Huth is the superintendent of Mother Neff State Park near Moody. She's thought a great deal on the subject of floods, as the park she oversees continues the process of bouncing back from a massive deluge in the fall of 2007.
When Texas got their independence, was a wet year, and the floods that were created from that situation impacted both the movement of the Texas Army as well as the Mexican Army. The flooding in Texas also has been impacted in the people that wanted to come here when this was a republic. As they came in off the boat at Galveston, if they came in a wet year, a lot of times they had to sit there for several months. So a flooded river does alter the way that people live, and it does impact their daily lives.
History is important at Mother Neff, the first state park in Texas. The homestead of former Governor Pat Neff, who started the Texas State Park system, it contains 259 acres that border the Leon River and ascend gently up and away from the water. In this summer of drought, it may be hard to remember 4 years ago, when a summer full of rain completely saturated the ground in the area. That saturation turned a heavy fall 2007 downpour into a legitimate flood, closing the two main highways in the area and sending the Leon River to an 18-foot crest, smothering the lowest lying areas of the park. Near the entrance, Huth describes the scene using an approximately 20-foot tall flagpole as a benchmark.
So where we're sitting right now here, what was this like in September of 07?
As you look on the flagpole right there, you can see that white line, and just kind of right below where that knot is,
Yeah. Is
the white line. And then on the building across the way, you can see where it's in the corner is black and below that is white. Mm-hmm. That's where the water line was.
Wow.
So only the crest of that building and then the crest of the rec hall, that's the only thing that was exposed down here. Our headquarters, which is back over here, was underwater. Our bathrooms were completely underwater.
The water did not subside for 3 months. And when it did, it left reminders everywhere. Silt and sand covered the trees, nearly choking them before it was removed. The buildings were badly damaged, as was other plant life in the floodplain. Those reminders are gone now, but not without time and effort.
To get it where we're looking now, where everything looks pretty normal, do you know about how long that took?
A good year and a half.
And it wasn't until this year that all of their facilities were completely up and running, nearly 4 years after the Leon River spilled its banks. Huth describes the process as being simple in some ways. A lot of hard work and studying. And in the process of that studying, they realized that perhaps this catastrophic flooding provided them with a real opportunity. It was time to give the oldest state park in Texas a makeover.
Our state parks are very good about taking a natural disaster like that and turning it to our advantage. And so recognizing the fact that we still have very, very good usable land that's available for fishermen to come down, for birders, for picnickers and like that. So by moving that up, then that allows us to just open up the park for the remainder of the time. It just kind of takes the effect of a flood out of the operation of the park.
Moving on up, that's the next chapter in the history of Mother Neff State Park. Just like the 74-year-old park looks very different now than it did 4 years ago, the next 4 years will bring significant changes. Tomorrow, we'll look at why the park is moving its front porch and why that means another flood at the park could be a positive in some ways for visitors and educators. You can see pictures of the park online at kwbu.org. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.